Genesis chapter 47. Then Joseph went in and told Pharaoh, "My father and my brothers with their flocks and herds and all that they have are come from the land of Canaan. They are now in the land of Goshen." He took five of his brothers and presented them to Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked his brothers, "What is your occupation?" And they replied to Pharaoh, "Your servants are shepherds, just like our ancestors were." Then they said to Pharaoh, "We have come to live temporarily in the land, for there is no pasture for your servants' flocks, because the famine is severe in the land of Canaan. So please let your servants live in the land of Goshen." Then Pharaoh spoke to Joseph, saying, "Your father and your brothers have come to you. The land of Egypt is before you. Settle your father and your brothers in the best of the land. Let them live in the land of Goshen. If you know any capable men among them, then put them in charge of my livestock." Then Joseph brought in Jacob his father and presented him to Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh. Pharaoh asked Jacob, "How many years have you lived?" Jacob replied to Pharaoh, "The years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. The years of my life have been few and troublesome, but they have not come close to the years of my ancestors in the days of their pilgrimage." Then Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from Pharaoh's presence. So Joseph settled his father and his brothers and gave them territory in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the region of Ramesses. As Pharaoh had instructed, Joseph provided food for his father, his brother, and all his father's household, according to the number of their children. But there was no food in all the land, for the famine was very severe. The land of Egypt and the land of Canaan wasted away because of the famine. Joseph collected all the money that was found in the land of Egypt and in the land of Canaan, in exchange for the grain which they purchased. So Joseph brought the money into Pharaoh's house. When all the money in the land of Egypt and Canaan was spent, all the Egyptians came to Joseph and pleaded, "Give us food. Why should we die before your very eyes because our money is gone?" Then Joseph said, "Give me your livestock, and I will give you food in exchange for your livestock, since your money is gone." So they brought their livestock to Joseph, and Joseph gave them food in exchange for horses, flocks, herds, and donkeys. That year he fed them with food in exchange for all their livestock. When that year was finished, they came to him the next year and said to him, "We cannot hide from my lord that our money is gone, and the herds of livestock are my lord's. There is nothing left in the sight of my lord but our bodies and our land. Why should we die before your eyes, both we and our land? Buy us and our land for food, and we and our land will become Pharaoh's slaves. But give us seed that we may live and not die, and that the land not become desolate." So Joseph bought all the land of Egypt for Pharaoh, and the Egyptians sold him their fields because the famine was so severe for them. So the land became Pharaoh's. As for the people, he made them slaves from one border of Egypt to the other. Only the land of the priests he did not buy, for the priests ate a special allotment Pharaoh gave them. That is why they did not sell their land. Then Joseph said to the people, "Look, today I have bought you and your land for Pharaoh. Here is seed for you. Farm the land. But when you gather crops, you shall give a fifth to Pharaoh, and the other four parts will be yours for seed for the field, and food for you, those of your households and your children." Then they said, "You have saved our lives. May it please my lord, we will be Pharaoh's slaves." So Joseph made it a statute concerning the land of Egypt to this day, that Pharaoh should have one-fifth. Only the land of the priests did not become Pharaoh's. Now Israel settled in the land of Egypt, in the region of Goshen, and they acquired property there, and they were fruitful and multiplied greatly. Jacob lived in the land of Egypt 17 years. So the days of Jacob, the years of his life, were 147 years. When the time of Israel's death drew near, he called his sons, Joseph, and said to him, "If now I have found favor in your sight, Please put your hand under my thigh and show me kindness and faithfulness. Do not bury me in Egypt. When I rest with my fathers, carry me out of Egypt and bury me in their burial place. So Joseph said, I will do as you have said. And he said, swear to me. So Joseph promised him. Then Israel bowed in worship at the head of the bed.